A very good morning to all of us. Warm greetings from the Philippines in Jesus Christ's name. You know what? I'm just a supporter of my husband. I'm always at the back in our church. I don't get to have much time in the pulpit. I'm a support staff. That's why at this time, I have a mixed feeling because this is an international conference, people coming from different cultures, and I'm sure you know how I felt. Lord Jesus, this is it. Let's do it. Coming to the U.S. is everyone's dream in the Philippines. But it's hard, especially when you go through the immigration. It's hard. Many had been denied. We are thankful for Nanay Darlene and Tatay for the invitation. But we have had to prepare all the documents so that we could be granted visa. But you know what? When we were in the immigration, not one document was asked from us. Just a great favor from God. Anyway, when we received the invitation, I was overjoyed. At the same time, I was thinking, can I really go there? It was a hidden desire in my heart to go here in the United States. I haven't even prayed for it because for me, it's impossible. It's not possible. In my thinking, it's not possible. But I serve a living God, a generous God, the God of all good things. So I am here, and I have one verse to share with you this morning. Galatians 6:9, it says there, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Amen. I believe this is my season now. I hope you believe that with me. God granted the desire of my heart. This is my first time in the U.S. This is my first time attending this conference. And I think this is also the first time that we go international. And in this first international, I'm here. I have so many firsts. First time to eat strawberry. First time to eat Nanay Connie's cocoa cream. First time to enter an RV. That was one of my desires. If Tatay Greg is there, thank you so much for letting me in. That's one desire. And you know what? 4 days from now, it would be my birthday. And I'm celebrating it here in the U.S. Yay! And 8 days from now, it will be our 25th year wedding anniversary. Yeah! That's silver, right? Silver anniversary. And here we are in the U.S. Oh, Lord, thank you. I don't know what we'll... Anyway, yes, God is really good. Even if it's just a desire in your heart, He knows how to grant it. He used people to make it possible for you. In this season, I know God is going to cause promises. I've been standing and dreams I've been praying about to fall into place. I know in this season, He's going to make things happen that I could never make happen on my own. When I was about 6 years old, my father is an island evangelist. He went from one island to another to have crusade. Actually, he had pioneered 17 churches in the islands of Cebu. He planted one and then he turned over to a pastor and then go to another pastor. That's what he did. And I remembered him taking us, my little sister. He ordered a special guitar for us. He taught us to, you know, play the guitar and sing. And then we go to the center of a marketplace. And then he told us, okay, start singing. I started playing the guitar with my sister singing. And then children like our age would start coming in. And then, of course, the mothers will come looking for their children. And soon a crowd gathered. That's when my father started to preach. I was thinking, if there was child abuse at the time, maybe. But no, God has a different plan. Right? As early as that, God is using us so that gospel would be preached to the people. And then, it was still during that time, I was six or seven, my father would receive cassette tapes. You remember tapes? That's how old I am. And when he started, you know those tapes where they came from? It came from international headquarters of the Assemblies of God in Springfield, Missouri. And another desire was granted to me by the Lord, because at that time, when I started listening to the tapes, I said, I want to go to Springfield. I don't know geography at that time. I thought it was just around the corner. But you know what? That desire came almost 50 years later. Because last Tuesday, I was able to go to the headquarters. It was about to close, 4:30 in the afternoon. But the security told us, okay, you will have 30 minutes to go to the museum. And my heart was like, I did not tell my companions about it, but my heart was full. I went to the museum and looked right away for the choir that captivated my heart when I was 6 years old. When my father played the tape, I would go directly to the cassette. It was cassette at that time. I really don't remember the sermon or the speaker. I just love the song. The choir, the blending. I love the tender heart. That's what captivated me, the song. Oh my. It started to fill my young heart, my young mind about the love of God. I was captivated. And I thank God that I indeed was able to visit Springfield. And I'm here in Farmington. The song, as the time goes by, made me have a closer walk with God. You know how songs played in our heart? You know how songs played a big part in our walk with God? Yes. Because the song speak about a lot about how big my God is. All through my life, when trials and challenges and sufferings came, it would just come to remind me that I serve a living God. When at the age of 24, I got married. He's not my first husband. I married an engineer. I said, God, don't give me a pastor. I have one already. And that was enough. Because I experienced the life I had with my father. And so I asked God, Lord, please, please don't give me a pastor. I married an engineer, but 1 year after the marriage, he got into an accident together with my grandmother. They were riding a motorcycle, and then suddenly the tires explode. My grandmother died instantly. My husband was brought to the hospital, but he died anyway. And I was 2 months pregnant. It was the most difficult time in my life. I said, God, you took someone away when I needed him most. It was hard. It was painful. You know, when someone died in your family, of course, tears would flow out of your eyes. For me at that time, tears from eyes, and you know what are coming out from the nose? And from my mouth. Because of, I feel nauseated, no? So, and every time I cry, the three functioned. It was hard. Then 1 week after the funeral, I was emotionally drained. I was physically drained. I had all the pain. In the middle of the night, I woke up. It was so dark. I just cried because I needed someone. Someone to talk to. I cannot go to my mother because she's grieving. It's her mother that died. I was put in a situation where I could not ask help from here. I could not ask help from here. All I can do is look up. Ask God to help me. And then in the middle of the night, I said, Lord, I'm in pain. I'm in great pain. And I could hear that audible voice that said, I know. And so, Lord, what are you doing? What will I do? It was very clear. He said to me, just worship me. Sing songs to me. And then I said, how can I sing songs to you, Lord? I'm in pain. Then he said, just worship me. And then suddenly, the songs from the cassette tape just played on my heart and my mind. The song that I've been keeping in my heart just gave me the strength to go on. No? The song, I'd like to sing it with you. If you can sing it with me, that would be nice. In the middle of the night, I was singing to the Lord. My glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. You know what? I had the most peaceful sleep that night. And that's how I start to love praise and worship. That's how I started to love singing to the Lord, because I have learned that when we worship God, God would give us the peace in our heart. God would heal us from the pain that we felt. God alone could give us that peace. And so I'm so captivated. I thank God for the theme that we have in this conference, captivated by His love. I've been captivated by the love of God. That singing a song in times of pain, singing to God in times of sorrows would lift us up. When we are captivated by God's love, it involves a deepening understanding of God's unconditional, unwavering, unchanging, transformative love. When my father, because as I have said earlier, he went from island to island to have that crusade. One day, he met an accident. He almost nearly cut his left hand. And he has been brought to the hospital. When he laid in the hospital, he asked God, "Lord, why is this? I'm doing your work. I'm doing the ministry. And why I am here?" The Lord said to him, "Yes, I know. You are busy doing the ministry. You are busy doing the work, my work. But you have forgotten about me. You forgot to talk to me. You forgot your intimate time with me. And now, I'm here getting your attention back. And may Father understand that even if we are doing everything for God, what God needs is our attention, our devotion, our intimate relationship with God. I discovered that if we just have that intimate devotions, intimate relationship with God, we will cultivate that relationship with God, go deeper into His presence. Blessings will just overflow. Favors will just keep coming in. That's why I love praise and worship. I love to dance before the Lord. It's like when we start praising, God sits in His throne and everybody is dancing. I'd like to see to it that God will look at me. That's why, you know, a group of children, when they are presenting a dance, our eyes would be on the one who do the most move, right? That's why when we worship God, when we praise and worship, we have a very good worship team. I'd like to dance. I'd like to dance. Because I'd like God's face to look on me and shine. And He will say, "That's it, my girl. Come on, dance for me. Come on, praise. Come on, lift up your voice." God said, "Shout to the Lord. Dance." King David danced to the Lord. Diba? Oh, by the way, if I mentioned if I speak in my language, consider it speaking in tongues. You won't understand. When I say diba, that's our language. Yes, we need to praise and worship God in a manner that I don't care if you call me crazy. I don't care if I'll be out of, you know, the formal setting. As long as my God is rejoicing in my praise and worship, I'll do it. I'll do it. God is great. And He deserves all our praise. This won't be very long, my topic, but I just want you to encourage, cultivate the spirit of worship in your life. Praise and worship, it plays great in our Christian life. I don't know about you now. Maybe you are too busy with the ministry because that's what God has given us to do. But please don't forget that God wants our attention, our love. We need to have that intimate relationship with God. So I'd like us to stand. I'm just here to encourage everyone to have that relationship, to cultivate that relationship in our heart. As we sing the song, there is no higher calling than to be at the feet of Jesus. Lord Jesus, You have seen our hearts. All we want to do is worship you. We have nothing else fit for our King. We cannot outgive you, Lord. We have nothing to offer you. All we want to do is to worship you. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your, yes, Lord, embraced by your mercies, oh Lord. I live to worship. We sing it one more time and let's sell it to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your embrace by your mercies, oh Lord. I live to worship you. There is no higher calling than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercies, oh Lord. I live to worship you. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Do you live to worship God? Lord, thank you for this time that we could worship you. Bless every one of us, oh God, as we continue living for your name. All glory and honor to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'd like to say thank you to...